This morning, we have a guest joining us here by phone. We're visiting today with Brittany Seeley. Brittany is the marketing director for NAMI of Southwest Iowa. And we want to talk a little bit about, the program in general, but specifically, they've got a program that's getting off the ground here called Reconnect. And we're going to talk in detail about that a little bit this morning as well. Brittany, thank you so much for the time.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You were telling me you're relatively new with NAMI.
I am. I'm actually an AmeriCorps Vista member, and I work for them to work for NAMI.
All right. Very good. Well, yeah. First of all, we use the acronym NAMI. Can you tell folks what that is and give them a little summary of the services you provide?
Sure. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It is a nationwide grassroots mental health organization. NAMI Southwest Iowa is an affiliate of NAMI in NAMI, Iowa. NAMI Southwest Iowa has been around since 2018, and we serve 9 counties. We offer free educational programs, support groups, in person and online, as well as programs for individuals and families affected by mental illness. Our goal is to educate, advocate, and support those who are impacted by mental illness. We really want to increase public awareness about mental illness and support those individuals impacted, whether it be personal or your loved ones.
Brittany, in your line of work with that organization, are you doing a lot of outreach or do people reach out to you?
My basic role through NAMI Southwest Iowa as a marketing director, I am a lot of the behind the scenes. So I do our social media, our website, and just emailing and things like that. So I kind of help out behind, but we do a lot of fundraisers and outreach that way and trying to get our name out there. Not a lot of people know who NAMI is and what we do. So we have a team of about 7 people who do different things within NAMI to help get our name out there and run the support groups. And we're always looking for facilitators for support groups and anybody who's willing to help us out.
Sure. What people do you serve? What specific issues are folks dealing with that you're helping to serve?
It's very a broad spectrum. You know, mental illness isn't just one thing. Mental illness can affect all of us in different ways, whether we're diagnosed. Maybe sometimes we just suffer within ourselves. We suffer from anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, all those things that have titles, but then sometimes they don't always. Sometimes we just need another person to connect with who might be feeling how we're feeling. And that's kind of what our support groups do. They help you feel seen. They help you feel not alone. So as far as who we are looking for, it's no one individual or no one specific person or title. We can help and serve anybody.
Well, and you talked about some of those individual issues, but sometimes folks might be dealing with more than one. And that's kind of, I mentioned up front, that Reconnect program that you're working on right now. That's kind of a goal of that, too, is to help folks who are maybe dealing with multiple issues.
Yeah, absolutely. So our Reconnect program is to serve as a dual diagnosis education program. So this is like co-occurring with mental health disorder and substance use disorder. So that's what this program is focusing on, and we're really just getting started. We're able to spearhead this program with a $100,000 NAMI Innovation Grant that we got. So we're really getting the ball rolling now, and we hope this next year will show big things.
Brittany, why this Reconnect program? How did this get developed, and how did you identify there was a need for it?
So I think this started before I actually came on with NAMI. So they had already planned and they had to apply for this grant. Unfortunately, I didn't get to be involved in the grant writing for this, but it was very personal for some of our team members. So those who suffer with substance use disorder and a mental illness, there seems to be programs out there that maybe just focus on one, but not both. That sometimes our mental health issues are co-occurring with a substance use disorder, and we don't diagnose it that way. And there isn't that we're familiar with. There's not something that can really educate people on how to deal with these issues. So that's kind of how it got rolling. It really was personal, and there's just a lot of passion behind it.
Sure. Well, and I see too in my notes that it says that the goal with the Reconnect program is to develop two programs, one for the individual and then one for family members to help educate them as well. That's an important component in this.
Yes, absolutely. So our programs that we offer right now, we have like our connection support group as well as our family to family classes and family to friends. So we try to identify within the group, like what would be best suited. Maybe you're not the individual that's suffering with the issue, but a family member who tries to care for you and give you all that love and the right support that you need. So that's important when we're developing this program, is giving the individual what they need to, you know, be successful, but also the family members who care and love and want to support that individual in their recovery.
Now, the Reconnect program is not a finished product at this time, correct?
That is correct.
So
it's just getting going.
Are you looking for assistance then from folks to help kind of develop and set the parameters and get input on just kind of give you some guidance on where it should go?
Yeah, we actually sent out a survey, like a Google form, just this last week. It's on our Facebook page, and it allows us to maybe collect some data on how people are dealing with these current co-occurring disorders. So we're just really collecting data right now, and there's also a work group being put together. That way we can gather more information, more insight, and using all the resources we have around us to make sure that we are putting together a successful program.
And we should probably throw in, too, that if someone is already receiving treatment for some diagnosis that they have, but that doesn't mean that they might not be able to benefit from this program. This might enhance what they're going through.
Yes, absolutely. We aren't personally like therapists or anybody who can diagnose anybody. We're here for support and advocacy, and to make sure that we are doing our best to, you know, support those individuals and family members that are dealing with these situations. It really helps to know that you're not alone.
So, Brittany, who should perhaps fill out that survey? Are you targeting one particular group, or would you welcome input from anyone?
We would take input from anyone. There are specific questions on our survey. They might not all pertain to you, but they do focus on individuals, family members, and like healthcare workers, people who work within these fields that see these type of diagnoses come across. So, but if you or a family member know, or you know an individual that might be suffering with this, then those are the types of people we do want to hear from and collect data from.
Okay, very good. Well, it's always good to hear about other people's experiences, other people's needs. Maybe they've just sat back because they just don't feel that there's a place that can really serve those needs. It's good to know that so that you can fill those gaps.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like with mental illness, there's such a stigma surrounding it, as well as substance use disorder, of that it's a chosen diagnosis when it's not. And that's what we're here for. We really want to educate and help those understand that, again, you're not alone and that there are other people like you and that you can get through this. And there's always support and help out there.
And while the holidays for most folks are viewed as a happy time, sometimes it can amplify some of the issues and feelings that folks have when they're going through some of these different types of issues.
Yes, that is true. And you know, seasonal depression is definitely a thing, and those type things happen around this time of year as well. So even though our Reconnect program is not up and running yet, we do offer other programs, and we're always here, and we also have phone numbers and websites that you can reach out to. So we're always happy to help.
Great. Website, Facebook, just give a call. However you can, reach out if they would like to participate in the survey, or I see you're also looking for some volunteers to help put some of the curriculum together as well. So if folks would like to be involved in some way and feel that they have some important input to share, just reach out to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Our phone number is 712-542-7904. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, and as well as Instagram, and we're NAMI Southwest Iowa.
All right. NAMI, NAMI Southwest Iowa, National Alliance for Mental Illness. And you can find out more by checking out those sites and maybe be a part of the solution. Brittany Seeley is with us here this morning. She is the marketing director for NAMI of Southwest Iowa. Brittany, thank you so much for the time and the input. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for having me this morning.